Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
It's our Americans. Let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff now.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, Thursday, October 20th, 2016. We are coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So if you are illegally parking your car in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, or Allentown, Pennsylvania, you might not get that dreaded boot anymore. You'll get the barnacle. Yeah, the barnacle. It's this rectangular object that suction cups to your windshield. And you can call a 1-800 number on the barnacle, and they'll give you a code to plug in that will release the suction cups. The whole theory is here is that you can't see to drive. You can't even pull one of those Ace Ventura moves with your head out the window. You can't do it. This thing is big. It covers the entire windshield, and it weighs about half of what a boot weighs. So they're saying that this will help the parking enforcement people not have to stand in the middle of the road and put a boot on a tire. But, you know, there's the thing. If it snows, how do you suction cup this thing to a windshield? Therein lies the problem, but we'll see how it goes. Good luck to you folks in Fort Lauderdale and Allentown. All right, today's headlines. The final presidential debate is in the books, and we are a mere 19 days away from Election Day. We'll talk about some highlights and lowlights from last night and tell you if the needle will move at all for either candidate. Also, we'll tell you what social media thought about the final debate and what people are saying about Hillary Clinton's strange mannerisms last night. And once again, the NYPD is finding itself at odds with Mayor Comrade Bill de Blasio over a recent justified shooting. But this time, the newly minted police commissioner is not siding with his sworn officers. This could get ugly very quickly. We have all that, plus two U.S. senators once again prove why Donald Trump's call to drain the swamp is a great idea. We have two daily tracking polls to discuss. And for the first time in over 18 months, Megyn Kelly actually decides to act fair and balanced, although it may be too little too late for her ratings. We have all that, plus your daily dose of common sense you can only find here on the Rhino Report. But first, let's kick the show off with our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Remember to check out rhinoreport.com, rhinoreport.com. I made some updates this morning. I was a very busy boy this morning updating the website, so check that out. We have Hillary's first 100 days. That article is posted there. And Robert has a new article titled Patriotism, Duty, and Belief. You have to read this one to believe it. It's a good one. Also, sign up for the newsletter there. Lots of cool stuff there. You can always, as always, follow me on Twitter. I was pretty inactive last night until after the debate. Also, Facebook. Facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. You can email me, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at RWBNetwork.com. We'll be right back.
Mama Bali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resorts, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'lei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Thursday edition of the Rhino Report. The day after, we're all hungover. We're debate hungover. That's what today winds up being for a lot of people. Here on the East Coast, everything ended pretty late. It began at 9 o'clock, like the other two did, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then by the time Hannity gets on, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning or something. I mean, it was a late night. But we're good. I hope you guys are good, too. Now, I made a mistake. I told you to follow me on Twitter, but I didn't give you my Twitter handle. It's at Rhino on Air, at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on Air. And our big shout-outs, of course, to Red Nation Rising Radio. We're live there, as well as streamingtalkradio.com. And the replay on klrnradio.com at midnight. Midnight tonight, so you can catch it. All sorts of places, in addition to iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio, or, of course, rhinoreport.com. All the shows are listed there. Starting to get to be a lot of them. There are a lot of shows out there. Now, yesterday, I had said to you, if you tell me what your favorite sport is, I'll be able to tell you what your political persuasion is and how likely you are to vote. And some people emailed me and said, how did you do that? What are you reading? I guess they don't think I'm that smart that I can figure it out. In fact, there was an article I wanted to talk about a couple of days ago that was about the NFL ratings and how they're just doing terrible. Last Sunday night was 12% down from the previous Sunday night, which was a debate night. And it was down from that. I mean, they're hitting all-time lows now with the NFL, and people are just not watching it. And the NFL doesn't want to say it's because of Kaepernick, but that's what it is. When you get down to brass tacks, it's Kaepernick. Now, there are some other things. The play isn't as good as it was a couple of years ago. You are missing some key players like Peyton Manning and whatnot, and that will contribute, but those teams are still playing. It's not like the Broncos aren't playing anymore. They're definitely playing. And they were hoping that when Tom Brady came back, that was going to fix everything, and it didn't. It's worse now than it was the first 4 weeks of the season. But in this article that had everything about the ratings, there was also what they call a politics of sports fans matrix. And that's where I was getting it from. And I said, if you are a PGA Tour men's, not LPGA, PGA Tour fan, you are the most conservative, most likely to vote of all sports fans. That's according to this matrix. And the NFL on this matrix falls in an area that is to the right of center and with a higher likelihood of voting than average. So when you have a lot of people who fall on the right-hand part of the political spectrum, and you have a player that has done nothing but criticize police in our country and our nation and our flag, people are just, they're not going to watch. They have other things to do on a Sunday. Especially if you have some big market teams that start the season off 1-3, 1-4, people just say, you know what? Because football is one of those sports where if you're out, if you're down 2 or 3 games off of 500 early, your season's over. You might as well just pack it in, save yourself the concussion if you're a player, and pack it in. It's not like baseball or hockey or even basketball where you can come back from 3 or 4 games back. It's nearly impossible in football. I know someone out there will say, oh, the 1922 or whatever, some team from a million years ago did it, and fine. That's all well and good for that team, but it doesn't happen. Some people just say, you know what, I'll go pumpkin picking. I'll go get some corn stalks. We'll have a family day. That's what they do. And the ones who do want to watch football, who just can't let it go, they know. They're smart. They know if they wait a half an hour into the start of the game, that's when Nielsen stops sampling, and they can watch the game, and their TV won't be counted. So, but there is a graph out here, and the most liberal, least likely to vote, most liberal, most likely to vote fans are fans of the WNBA. So, take that for what it's worth. Also, tennis fans, they're very liberal. Major League Soccer, European soccer fans, very liberal according to this matrix. But that's how I knew. I didn't just pull that out of thin air. I had some data to... All right. Before we get into the debate, I want to start talking about something that's going on here in New York. And it may become a big deal. What I'm talking about, of course, is the shooting of this Deborah Danner. She was 66 years old. She was in the Bronx. What happened was there was a noise complaint to a known apartment. The police knew of this woman. She apparently has schizophrenia. She's mentally ill. The police showed up, a sergeant, and he tried to calm the lady down. She was holding scissors. She was threatening the officer with scissors. She finally dropped the scissors, but then came after the officer with a baseball bat. A wooden baseball bat. The officer, in fear for his life, fired two rounds into Deborah Danner's torso, killing her shortly thereafter. Now, there's a whole lot of outrage here in New York now about this. She also was a Black Lives Matter supporter. We shouldn't equate her mental illness with Black Lives Matter, but it just so happens to both be true. Now, Mayor de Blasio... he says, the shooting of Deborah Danner is tragic and it never should have happened. It's as simple as that. But the answer is no, it's not as simple as that. If somebody is charging you with a baseball bat, you are to perceive that as being deadly force. Enough people have been killed by baseball bats, being bludgeoned by a Louisville slugger, that the officer can make that determination. What they're saying the officer should have done, and even the commissioner, brand new commissioner, Jimmy O'Neill, who I knew was going to take de Blasio's side the minute this happened, even they're saying the officer should have called for the emergency services unit. They're the ones who deal with mentally ill people. Well, riddle me this. If someone is charging you with a baseball bat, do you have time to say, hold on, I have to call ESU, time out? No, there is no time for that. This is an officer that has to go home to their family. He's an 8-year veteran on the force. He's a sergeant. He has no disciplinary record, no use of force record or excessive use of force record. By all accounts, a very good police officer. They're saying he should have tased her. Here's the problem with tasing people. And anyone that's taken any sort or went to any kind of law enforcement academy, whether it be corrections or police school or whatever it may be, probation, you know that a taser, the outcome is not definite. There are people who are somewhat resistant to tasers. The mentally ill could fall into that category. It goes for OC too, pepper spray. Oleoresin capsicum. Same thing. I remember I got pepper sprayed in my academy. I didn't have near the same reaction that some people who I was in training with did. Because I have a very spicy diet. Now, I don't eat 500,000 Scoville heating units of peppers every day. But I have a spicier than normal diet. And the pepper spray did not have the same effect on me. Although it did. As it did on some people who have bland diets. The taser's the same way. You don't know the outcome, whether she will be responsive to it. Because not everybody is as responsive as you see on Cops, where they just get tased and they fall to the ground. Doesn't happen, but you know the outcome of a firearm. And you have to protect you need to protect your life when you feel that it is in danger. It's the force continuum. She uses deadly force towards you. You have to reciprocate with deadly force. And you can say, time out. Let me call the appropriate division to deal with you. All right, we'll keep going with this when we come back. It's an outrage, absolute outrage. You're listening to The Rhino Report, part of the RWB Network. All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right. In Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Going on now at Guitar Center, it's Guitar-a-thon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Strike a chord with Martin Acoustic Strings, buy one, get one free. Pursue your tone with an Epiphone electric or acoustic guitar, your choice just $99. Or plug it and play with instrument or mic cables, buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitar-a-thon, in-store and online.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Thursday edition of the Rhino Report. We're talking just briefly, and we'll finish up on it, because we have a lot of stuff to get to today. But the shooting of Deborah Danner, 66, mentally ill woman, happens to be African-American in the Bronx by a sergeant with the NYPD. And Sergeant Hugh Barry, who happens to be a white officer, like, that should matter. I mean, it really shouldn't matter, but they make it so it matters. That's how mainstream media does this. They're very good at it. He was an 8-year veteran, or is an 8-year veteran. He's on modified assignment right now because of the shooting. And what happened was she charged him with a baseball bat, and they said he should have called for emergency services, but you have to protect life. You have to protect your life. So the Black Lives Matter people are not happy. They're very upset about this, and right away, de Blasio, Comrade de Blasio, rushes in to join their side without knowing any of the facts. Liberals are very good at this. We saw Obama do this, whether it be Trayvon Martin, Freddie Gray, Michael Brown, Cambridge Police. We saw this a million times with Obama. So de Blasio, just following suit, a communist ideologue, which is what Mayor de Blasio is, and even the newly minted police commissioner, Jimmy O'Neill, brand new. He's been in this job for like 3 weeks. He says that's not how we train. Our department policy is to isolate and contain. Well, if that's the policy, that's wrong. That's more of a prison guard policy, isolate and contain. Your policy should be diffuse and resolve. That should be the policy. They're trying to make this look like it's excessive force. Bill de Blasio even tweets out, we're determined to get to the bottom of what happened, and we won't rest until we do. This is why the police department turns their backs on him, and they still do. And they should do it until he's out of office. Now, he's going to have a tough primary challenge. By all accounts, Detective Bo Deedle is going to challenge de Blasio in the Democrat primary next year in New York City. Now, de Blasio's fundraising has been shut down by the U.S. Attorney General's office. He's had a bunch of these foundations, sort of like the Clinton Foundation, that take money, give out favors, and uses that money for his campaign. It's a whole thing. He may not even make it to his campaign next year. Very possible. Very possible. And just as a side note, the NYPD union, the PBA, is saying they have over 1,000 RSVPs for a retirement planning meeting next week. 1,000 officers, many of whom don't even have the 20 years they need. They just have enough to retire, to get out with benefits and a little bit of money, and they'll go do something else. Because they have a much better chance of their boss having their back as an air conditioning mechanic than they do their boss having their back as an NYPD officer. 1,000. They couldn't hire that many if they wanted to. This is what happens. And de Blasio's fine with it. It'll save money in the budget, more money they can spend somewhere else, and less law enforcement. Lawlessness. All of these Democrat-controlled cities, lawless. Look at Chicago. Oh, it's 12 people shot last night, 14 people shot the night before. How many does it take? When will people wake up and see this? That these Democrats controlling your city, it's not beneficial to you. It has never been advantageous to you, ever. Historically speaking, the Democrat Party has not been advantageous to the minority community. Yet they'll go back every 4 years and tell you Republicans are racist and to vote for Democrats. That might be wearing off this year. Might be wearing off a little bit. Is the message going to get through so 50% of the African American or minority vote go to Donald Trump? No, that's not going to happen. If he gets 15%, you got to call that a win. But it's a step. Maybe some people are finally realizing that someone like Comrade Mayor Bill de Blasio is the enemy. He is the enemy. This is unreal. And you know what? They'll probably get this guy in front of a grand jury and they'll indict him. I mean, he's going to have to go for a bench trial. No doubt about it. No doubt about this. So, this is becoming far too common and commonplace in this country where a police officer has to make what is going to be the hardest decision they ever make in their lives. And they are crucified for it. Absolutely crucified. I said it 18 months ago. There is no way on the planet you won't have every single police union out there backing Donald Trump. Because he realizes this. He realizes these are mothers and fathers and sons and daughters and brothers and sisters who may not go home at night. Hillary Clinton doesn't care. Doesn't care. And Bill de Blasio, he is an arm of Hillary Clinton. He is an arm of Barack Obama. He is an arm of Rahm Emanuel. They're all part of the same club of lawlessness and disrespect for our nation's law enforcement. All right, when we come back, we'll break down last night's debate and a couple of weird mannerisms were going on with Hillary. What was that all about?
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. You know, I've tackled a few roles in my time on the football field, in movies and television, and right here behind the broadcast microphone. Today, I've taken on a new role to tell you about the local experts at Solar Optimum. Solar Optimum is California's leading provider of high-quality, affordable solar energy. And now they're offering a special deal you won't want to miss. So listen up. Through October 31st, Solar Optimum is offering a complete solar energy system with no money down and no monthly payments during the first year of ownership. And after the first year, payments are a low $76. Plus, not a single penny goes toward upfront costs. Best of all, you own the system. How great is that? Call 818-745-1489 today to get in on this offer. That's 818-745-1489.
Monthly payment available on approved credit. Complete details available at solaroptimum.com. California license number 972228.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante in Fullerton, California, the number one Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's features specialty salads, homemade pastas, chicken dishes, supreme seafood, meatballs, and award-winning pizzas, thin or thick crust. And October is National Pizza Month, so come join us for traditional pizzas or any style pizza you desire. And this month, we feature our new Sicilian garbage pizza. It includes everything but the kitchen sink. And don't forget our fresh, baked, hot, homemade bread with delicious dipping sauces, Kalamata olive or sun-dried tomato. Sunday is our champagne brunch, just $18.95. Over 20 scrumptious items, including fresh baked Belgian waffles and omelets made to order. For dessert, we have tiramisu flowing in from Italy, homemade cannolis, and more. Angelo's and Vinci's is your destination for private parties, weddings, birthday parties, and all holiday events. 20,000 square feet of fun and food, and voted best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Lunch and dinner 7 days a week, 714-879-4022.
All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. You know, this stuff with the police officers, it's not going to go away. And I got to tell you, even if Donald Trump wins, hopefully, if Donald Trump wins, it's still not going to go away. There's still a contingent of people out there who are so misinformed, so ill-informed, that they believe that white police officers are just out there trying to kill black men. They believe this. They truly believe this. Whether it's an indoctrination, or if it's just they don't understand, or they refuse to look at FBI crime stats, whatever it may be, they just refuse. So Donald Trump will be a nice step. At least he will support law enforcement. Barack Obama, he could care less. Hillary Clinton, she could care less than that. These people are lawless, and they know when lawlessness occurs, then the option for a nationalized police force comes into play. They'll say local municipalities can't handle it, so let's make a national police force, and then they have total control. It's always been about control. Money and control. So we got to put an end to this. And November 8th is your little tiny small way. Whether you're in a swing state like Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Florida, or if you're in a state that's just totally blue, it doesn't matter. It's your little way of trying to put an end to it and saying you support your local law enforcement. All right, let's talk about last night's debate. There's not much we can really say about it that hasn't been said yet, but it was good. I thought Trump did a good job. I think this was the kind of debate he needed to stop the bleeding. He didn't win this thing 80-20. Didn't win it 80-20. He won it like 60-40. And that's all he needed to stop the bleeding. Now, does that move the needle? No, but it may pause the needle. And that pause may be what he needs to really get some momentum. Use this Project Veritas stuff, where you have the video of them saying they've rigged elections for 50 years. It's been rigged for 50 years. Almost like, who cares? It's past practice. No biggie. Video of them saying they purposely incited riots at Trump rallies. This may be the little breather he needed. Now, I thought Chris Wallace did a good job. I think we all thought he was going to do a good job. He pressed both, which was not fun for Hillary Clinton. She's not used to getting pressed. And you know, this was the debate they weren't looking forward to. Lester Holt, very sympathetic. They say he's a Republican. He could be registered whatever he wants. He's not a Republican. And then, of course, Anderson Cooper and Martha Raddatz. That was a scam job from the beginning. But Trump did okay. I thought the abortion stuff in the beginning, I was kind of telling myself, all right, get off it now. But then I realized, you know what? He's running this campaign like a primary campaign now. He wants to appeal to his base. He wants to gin up the base. The pro-life stuff does that. It hits the evangelicals. It hits the Catholics, who are now feeling under siege from the Hillary campaign, as we found out with those emails, the Catholic Spring that John Podesta wants to start, infiltrate the Catholic Church. Cardinal Dolan, by the way, wasn't real happy about that, go figure. So he kind of hit that pretty hard, and there was a big divide there. And he made it sound gruesome. But the act of a late-term abortion is gruesome. That's just the fact of the matter. It is gruesome. And maybe you have to put that in someone's mind's eye so that they realize it. And it's not just saying Roe v. Wade, Roe v. Wade, Roe v. Wade. Now you have a picture of what it is. And whether Donald Trump chose to paint that picture, whether that was planned, I don't know. But he did it anyway. He did it anyway. And I thought, after it was all said and done, I said, you know what? That wasn't too bad. I was cringing for a minute. And then I thought it played nicely. It played nicely. The economy, they are just... She is just full of lies. When she says that Donald Trump's economic plan, will add $20 trillion to the deficit or to the national debt, she must be looking at her plan, because nobody has said that. Now, Donald Trump didn't respond well to this. What he needs to do is he needs to say, listen, my plan is hinged on the deals we're going to make with other countries regarding trade. He needs to explain that better. Just like he needs to explain his tax plan better, too. Which he had an opportunity to do that last night, and he didn't do it. Because no one making under $50,000 a year will pay taxes under President Trump, and he did not explain that. And that's why he's not getting the under 35,000 vote at this present time. So the economy, you know, this is where he does well. People always say Donald Trump does well when he speaks about the economy, and he brings in the trade deals. He brings in the fact that Hillary Clinton called TPP the gold standard, and then he said it's terrible, and all of a sudden she's against it. Bernie Sanders is against it, now she's against it. He does really well when he can tie in his economy from the mouth of a very successful businessman to her flip-flopping in order to gain votes. When he can make that connection, I mean, there's a lot of connective tissue there that has to be made, but he can do it, and he's pretty good at doing it. He does well there. Even Lughead, Frank Luntz, his stupid focus groups, they even said that was probably one of his better moments. And for me, it wasn't even that great because he didn't tie in some of the deals he wants to make with with his tax plan. But that gets complicated. I understand that. You have to keep it very superficial. People don't consume this stuff well. They consume sound bites. So you have to keep it kind of superficial. I get that. Immigration, they couldn't be further apart. And then he brings up that she wanted a wall, but he's going to finish it. So once again, she can't finish something she started. That was a great, great moment for Trump. The wall is where this campaign started, and it's where it's going to have to end. So that was good. She says he wants to have this deportation force. They've been using this terminology for months now. No. What he said is you have to round up the bad hombres. Ooh, that got some notice on Twitter, right? The bad hombres. I mean, they are. Right? Call them what they are. They were all triggered about this. You know, not to get off topic, but these people on social media, they were triggered by bad hombres. They were triggered by nasty women. But they thought that Van Jones calling Donald Trump a polished turd was okay. These people are so hypocritical. So hypocritical. But I digress from that. He just said we got to get them out. The drug dealers, the gang members, people who commit crimes. You know what? They can't stay. There's no way they can stay. And the fact that Hillary Clinton wants to offer people amnesty? Hey, just come on in. Well, that supports her open borders theory now, doesn't it? Bring in 600 million people from an open hemisphere because her big donors own businesses that will profit from that. Very, very simple math. And I think Donald Trump made that connection. All right, we'll finish talking about this when we get back. We'll talk about Frank Luntz and his focus groups and what was going on with Hillary last night.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. You know, I've tackled a few roles in my time on the football field, in movies and television, and right here behind the broadcast microphone. Today, I've taken on a new role to tell you about the local experts at Solar Optimum. Solar Optimum is California's leading provider of high-quality, affordable solar energy. And now they're offering a special deal you won't want to miss. So listen up. Through October 31st, Solar Optimum is offering a complete solar energy system with no money down and no monthly payments during the first year of ownership. And after the first year, payments are a low $76. Plus, not a single penny goes toward upfront costs. Best of all, you own the system. How great is that? Call 818-745-1489 today to get in on this offer. That's 818-745-1489.
Monthly payment available on approved credit. Complete details available at solaroptimum.com. California license number 972228.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California. With the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
All right, so we're continuing to talk about this debate. And one thing I did miss when we were speaking about the Supreme Court and the Roe v. Wade. Now, Donald Trump didn't bring up Planned Parenthood. Hillary Clinton did and says they provide cancer screenings, which is not true. They do not do that. That all gets contracted out. They do not do that. What Donald Trump had to say there was he had to say, listen, Planned Parenthood may do some good things when it comes to women's services besides abortion. However, they are a private company that makes money. They are profitable. And no profitable company should be subsidized with government money. You subsidize things with government money, things that are needed that can't exist on their own. And I always use the example of a public park. Whether your public park by your home has an ice skating rink or a pool or something, and it can be crowded all summer, well, guess what? They got to pay for that thing all year. They need maintenance staff there. They need guys to cut the lawn. They need people in the administration office to pick their nose all day. They need money to fund these places. Okay? So they don't make money. That's why you have a parks department. It's a service. It never makes money. And whenever they try to make money, they always wind up losing money because people in government are just not good at finance. They're good at staying somewhere to gain tenure, to get promotions. That's what they're good at. That's what the CSEA and AFSCME, that's what their employees are good at. They are not finance people. They're not budget people. Very, very few, maybe in the upper echelons, are. So Planned Parenthood should not be getting a subsidy. They make money. They are profitable. That's like an air conditioning company saying, you know what? We made $25 million last year, but we're going to need some help paying for our health insurance, or we're going to need some help subsidizing some of the equipment we're buying. No, you fill out your taxes and you get back what you get back. If you want to go through the process of itemizing and getting money back that way, then that's the way you do it. That's how Donald Trump did it. Did Donald Trump look to the government for money? No, he used the laws against them to get money back. So he should have attacked Planned Parenthood there. That would have been something that would resonate with not only evangelicals, not only Catholics, but a lot of people who have common sense. Didn't do that. I thought it was a missed opportunity. Foreign hotspots, they were debating over Aleppo in the Mideast. I mean, that's all. We've heard that for three debates in a row now. Fitness to be president, essentially, he's a womanizer and she's a criminal. Again, the same kind of stuff. My absolute favorite part of the debate was when Chris Wallace at the end said, you know what? Both parties, both campaigns didn't agree to a final statement, but I'm going to make you do one anyway. Love that. Love that. My favorite part. And you could see the look of horror on Hillary's face. Because you could tell right away, her camp was the one that didn't want it. And then when she started speaking, I said, oh, that's why, because she's first. She wanted to go second. That's how they couldn't agree. Her statement was terrible. She was not good at it. Donald Trump has been giving this elevator pitch for 20 months. He had it down pat. I thought he did well. Again, does it move the needle? No, but I think it stops the bleeding. Again, 60-40 for Trump. That's how I would put it. 60-40, played to their bases. And, hey, listen, it's been fun. I mean, the three debates have been fun. Let's not beat around the bush here. They've been fun to watch. A little nerve-wracking at times. And you have people out there saying, oh, this is terrible. It's fun. It's entertainment. It's entertainment. Soak it up. Enjoy it. It's never going to happen again. Never going to happen again. Luntz, he says he had his focus groups. This guy, the lughead, Frank Luntz, says that Trump does well when he stays on NAFTA and TPP, but he has to stay away from just about everything else. Doesn't poll well. You know what? Some of these polls, especially the focus groups, I'm not really buying what they're selling. Who won on immigration? Out of his focus group, two of them said Hillary won, 19 said Trump won, and 5 said neither or tied. So, I guess Trump wins on immigration. He's going to win there if he can relate it to safety. If he can make the relation between safety, police, immigration, that's where he's going to do well there. Hillary Clinton, after the debate, said she's happy. No more debates. No more naps. What the hell does that mean? No more naps? She's done 3 appearances in the month of October. I don't know what kind of naps she's taking. I don't know. You know what? Trump could do well tonight, though, because tonight is that Al Smith dinner. Now, this Al Smith dinner, they have it every 4 years, and both candidates show up. It's sort of a roast. Each candidate gets to roast each other for about 20 or 25 minutes, and Trump could do well here. Now, Hillary's going to have the best comic writers in the world, because they're all a bunch of big liberals writing jokes for her tonight, but she can't deliver them. She just can't do it. She has no charisma. She can't do it. Donald Trump, I'm sure he has some good joke writers, too. Maybe Jimmy Fallon, someone like that. And they'll be... So that should be fun. 8:50 Eastern. 8:50 Eastern. C-SPAN's going to have it. And I think the other networks will wind up coming into this. All right. Really quickly, let's talk about... People on social media last night were kind of saying, what's going on with this head bobbing? Her head was bobbing an awful lot. I noticed it. But I've been seeing her bob her head like that for 20 years, so I don't know if there's anything different. Some people were saying, again, conspiracy theories and Twitter talk and Facebook talk, that she had an earpiece in. It looked like she was acknowledging somebody who was talking to her, because even when Trump was talking, she was nodding yes when he was saying things nasty about her. And it's very possible. There's always a ton of conspiracy theories when it comes to these debates. The first one, she had that box that was strapped to her waist. It looked like a little bit bigger than a cigarette box, maybe, something like that. Something for audio. Who knows? We just don't know. They didn't acknowledge it. The debate commission didn't say anything, and no one pressed it. Megyn Kelly made fun of it, and that's it. She had one little small short circuit where she kind of blipped for a second, and then came back to reality. I don't know. You know what? Her head bobs. Is it something? Yeah, it's definitely something. There's something here. There's something we're not aware of, and we'll never be made aware of it unless she gets indicted. If Donald Trump wins, there's a special prosecutor, she gets indicted, then we'll hear all about how we have to have compassion because she's loaded with medical problems. That's when we're going to hear it. All right, guys, when we come back, we're running late today. When we come back, we're going to go over a couple of polls, and I'll tell you about a teacher in Norman, Oklahoma, who shouldn't be there anymore. All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced your current mortgage in the last few years, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by paying too high of an APR. And the place to call is LendingTree to find out how low you can go. We can match you with lenders offering some of the lowest rates APRs available. Some APRs are lower than 3%. Imagine how much money you can save every month if your current mortgage is at 6% or higher. And all it takes is one free call to LendingTree to match you with a lender who may be able to lower your current home mortgage rate. Learn how to potentially save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call LendingTree right now. NMLS 1136.
800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. That's 800-628-5067.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop in to Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
All right, folks, welcome back to this last segment of today's show. You know, I always feel like I need more time. I feel like we have to do a two-hour show very, very shortly. And, you know, not to continue with the conspiracy theory type stuff. And I may actually do a show one day that's all conspiracy theories. We'll get them out in the open, and then we'll stop talking about them. I have a few friends who are really into this stuff. Maybe I'll bring them on the air. But I did notice last night, she was looking down a lot. Now, I couldn't notice if her eyes were going back and forth like she was reading something. Someone also noticed that someone grabbed stuff off the podium afterwards. I mean, they all take notes. I'm not sure what that means. But she was looking down. Was she reading something? Was she trying to stabilize her eyes? I don't know. She's obviously a very sick woman and a very nasty woman, according to Donald Trump. So I'll go with both of those. Sick and nasty, they both work. They both describe her pretty well. All right, let's do a couple of polls here because we have a lot to do with polls. First off, IBD. This is the Investor's Business Daily. They are doing a tracking poll now. Now, it's worth noting this is a notoriously liberal outlet. All right? Trump 41, Hillary 40. So Trump leading by one here. And they haven't shown much separation in this poll, in fact, since August. So they're seeing things very tightly here. Now, the Real Clear Politics average shows Clinton at about plus 6. But keep in mind, some of the polls in that average are from 10 days ago. What have we gone through in the last 10 days? So if you take out the ones that are 10 days old, it's more like she's around plus 3.75, if my math is correct. So she was up 7.5 2 days ago. She's lost 1.5 over the course of the last 2 days before any sort of information from this debate kicks in, because nothing right now is showing that debate. Even these rolling averages didn't include last night. So IBD is Trump 41, Clinton 40, and if it's worth noting, Mr. Aleppo is at 7, and the cop hater Jill Stein is at 5. This was 779 likely voters. Again, not enough. Not enough. Fox News did 917 likely voters. Not nearly enough. You need at least 1,500. At least bare minimum for a national poll, especially this late in the race. All right, Rasmussen. Rasmussen, this is a rolling average, 3-day rolling average. Trump 43, Hillary 40. So he's up 3 here. He's up 3 points from yesterday's rolling average, and he's up 10 points since last week. All right? So he's making some moves here in the Rasmussen. Sometimes Rasmussen tends to be a little bit more conservative with their sampling, but that may just be what it is this year. They're not using a 2008 model like everybody else. Let's see, Gary Johnson, 6% in this poll, Jill Stein, 3%, 6% undecided, 87% of all voters are sure of how they'll vote. The ones who aren't sure of how they'll vote, you have 36% leaning Trump, and you have 30% leaning Clinton, and 23% leaning Johnson, and 11% leaning Stein. So it could be this undecided voter. It's going to be the late deciders. It's going to be the late deciders that make up this election. Trump has 82% of Republican support, 14% of Democrat support, and he leads by 6 with unaffiliated. She has 77% of Democrat support, 9% of Republican support, so Trump leads here with the crossover by 5. There's a 22-point gender gap. Trump leads men by 14, Clinton leads women by 8. Crazy. All right, what else do we got? That's about it. Oh, and the voters here, they're not buying this Russia stuff. They're not buying it. In fact, what they're saying is that the media is probably helping Hillary win rather than Russia helping Trump win. All right, guys, hope you had a great day. Hope you enjoyed the show. A big thank you to all those who serve our country at home and abroad. And a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Keep up the hard work. We all depend on you. Please be safe. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. And until tomorrow, have a great, great day, everybody. I'm the Rhino, and I'm out. I'm back. Back in the New York.